This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today at the M&M Service Company Litchfield location, there is the annual Solutions at Work Field Day. The field day is a chance for growers to get a chance to learn from the field experts at M&M Service Company. I talked with the Agronomy Marketing Manager of M&M Service Company, Brian Fairful, about the Solutions at Work Field Day and what's new at M&M Service Company.
Yes, I am the Agronomy Manager at M&M Service Company. Been in this role for about 3 years, and prior to this role, I was a Crop Specialist Regional Sales Agronomist with the company.
And around here today, we have several stations set up talking about a bunch of different things with a lot of field experts. Can you tell us a little bit about all those stations?
Correct. So we've got four stations set up this year. One is a Precision Ag Services, where we're talking about all the precision technology involved with agriculture today. Nutrient management is another stop that, we're talking about fertility, variable rate technologies, the key components to nutrient stewardship and being good stewards of the land and the crops that we're trying to raise. The third stop we've got is a herbicide or weed management trial or plot that, it's all about start and clean, stay clean, never let a weed seed germinate. So talking about the different components and different ways that we can combat weed species, along with the different technologies that are brought to us by basic manufacturers. And then lastly, we have a seed technology where we're talking about the trait advancement, germplasm, seed treatments that, we're offering to growers, farms, and fields, really site-specific information for growers to take back and implement on their operation.
And what is M&M Service Company working on this season in terms of new technology?
So we're doing a lot of different things. Ultimately, it starts off with fertility. We talk about the system. Everything is a system. It's Liebig's law, the minimum. If we're short something, we're not going to achieve, the ultimate yield goal. So it's all about the system. It starts with fertility, basic soil tests and pH, P and K applications. Also comes down to micronutrient packages as well that you want to get a crop started early and get some crop nutritional uptake started early as well. So, it starts there. Then we lead into, the corn and soybean technology traits and germplasm that are brought to us by the DeKalb and Asgrow and Envision and Highsway brands that we support. It's kind of a system-supported role there. It's setting up field-by-field recommendations. Really, trying to take it from a holistic approach from, the farm level down to the field level. And then also, we're implementing technology like Climate Field View to analyze and track all the data that we're putting on every one of these fields to break it down at the end of the season and say, what did we do right or what did we do wrong? Or most importantly, what are things that we can do differently into the future?
Does M&M Service Company have any other events going on this summer?
We'll have a few more events here scattered throughout the summer. Talk to your local crop specialist about getting you out to not just the M&M Litchfield Solutions at Work Research Farm, but we have other plots, local variety plots, and other agronomic trials in other areas of our geography. So I really encourage our growers to get with our local crop specialist or their local crop specialist to get them out in the field and discuss these topics that we're talking about today.
Thank you to Brian for taking the time to talk with me today and to M&M Service Company for the educational morning I spent at the Solutions at Work Field Day. The Farm Show will return after these messages. In national news today, following implementation day of President Trump's tariffs on China, the nation responded quickly to retaliate with previously threatened penalties on U.S. pork, beef, soybeans, and automobiles. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports China says Trump has violated World Trade Organization rules and launched the largest trade war in economic history to date. The first wave of tariffs was imposed Friday, which includes a 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of Chinese products. The tariffs are expected to be followed by an additional wave on $16 billion of Chinese goods within the month. Nearly 70% of U.S. agricultural exports are sold to destinations that are in active negotiations or embroiled in trade disputes, according to CoBank. A CoBank spokesperson says trade concerns pose the single greatest risk to the projected global economic growth of 3-4%. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week, but getting the farm bill to the finish line may be a slow process. The Hagstrom Report speculates the process will be sluggish based on statements from the office of Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. His office stated, Chairman Roberts looks forward to working with his counterparts to provide certainty and predictability for farmers, adding that the work includes identifying common ground and working through differences in the weeks ahead, and the work takes time to get right. Both chambers of Congress passed a version of the bill last month. House Agriculture Committee Chair Mike Conaway's office says staff is working through the legislation and hope to begin the formal conference as soon as possible. The current farm bill is set to expire later this year. The Jersey County Fair continues tomorrow with the Open Cattle Show starting at 8 a.m. Thursday is Rodeo Night, and that will begin at 7 p.m. Saturday is the Open Swine Show at 8 a.m. and the Open Dairy Show at 9 a.m. Be sure to come on out to the Jersey County Fair. Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn this week. The last day they will be selling is Friday. Stop by the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. for some sweet corn. Get some before it's too late. This Saturday, the 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Grounds. Drivers are asked to be there and register by 8:45 a.m., and the drive will actually begin at 9 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee, and all money raised will be given back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run 8 miles per hour. For more information, contact Lynn Highyear by calling 217-825-7154 or call Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.